flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
I think a cheeseburger club is going to be prominently featured in the tiers coming up here momentarily on Jones and Keefe.
The greatest. The absolute greatest. But we got some, I don't know if this is breaking news. Yeah, it's breaking news, wouldn't you say?
It's something, yeah. So
this is something.
Nick came in and gave us the news on Jordan. Her social media account.
Belichick's lady, for those
Bill Belichick's
that don't know.
Girlfriend, yep, Jordan Hudson.
Correct.
Flopping around on the beach in the Halloween photo. You're familiar with her work?
Yeah, she is the mermaid to Bill's fisherman.
What's the deal, Nick, on social media with Jordan?
So she's now following. I saw this on Twitter, so sorry to whoever it was.
No, you got it. You found it.
But she's now following UNC football.
Come on.
UNC Chapel Hill and the UNC football nutrition Instagram account.
So it's a done deal, Keith?
Done deal.
Done deal, he's going there.
Bill to the Tar Heels.
Mm.
He's probably like, hey, Jordan, maybe follow these accounts after the fact, because now Jones and Keith know that we're going there. We want to kind of keep them a little more hush-hush.
Uh-huh.
Do you think she's... Now, she's... Not to put you on the spot, Nick. Can you look up how many accounts she follows? Because there are some people
she
out there.
She follows 3,000.
Okay.
Good amount, but not
3,044 compared to 28,000 followers.
Does she follow at Jones and Keefe?
She does not. I'll DM her and see what's up.
Yeah.
Now, she's an academic. Do you think she's just curious about the institution of the University of North Carolina? She's very, very smart, Keefe. Very well educated.
Right?
Yeah.
North Carolina, good school, apparently.
Oh, great school. Chapel Hill, yeah.
Good school. Like the Harvard of the South, they call it. But, yeah, I think it's a done deal.
Okay.
Is she following the Atlanta Falcons account? Is she following the Jacksonville Jaguars PR account?
I don't recall, but she might have last year during all of this.
I don't recall last year.
Huh?
Were they during this process?
Well, I don't know if we knew they were together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. How old was she then? Anyway.
Old enough, Keith.
Barely. I wouldn't be so confident. But I was after hearing him on McAfee yesterday, I was like, man, he wants that job. And I think North Carolina is going to give him that job. And then this is the finishing touches. They might as well just announce it right now.
All right. So, Keith, you think it's a done deal?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I'm not so sure. All I don't even know if UNC really wants him at the end of the day. So we'll see where that goes. I'm convinced the NFL doesn't want him. I guess we can debate UNC, and we'll do more of that coming up. Now, Nick leaned in with that update. I don't know if you noticed he was chewing on a little something there.
What do you got going there?
D'Angelo's has dropped off our lunch, which we appreciate each and every Tuesday. You deserve a serious lunch upgrade. You can get it at D'Angelo with their grilled sandwiches. I got an Italian sub I'm going to sink into here. Billy's chewing on something back there. Nick was chewing on something. What do you got today, Keith?
I'm going with a chicken salad, which I'm excited about. I like a chicken salad sandwich.
Tuna salad?
Tuna salad.
Chips on there?
I just dumped the chips on there.
They were nice enough to drop off a bunch of chips as well today.
Yep.
So they'll take care of you at D'Angelo each and every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, our lunch spot. It's also a tier Tuesday. What do we have for tiers this week, Keith?
We're going to go back to the NFL. We're 14 weeks into the NFL season, so a big final push here to end the year. And I say we just go with a standard top to bottom NFL tier. So we're going to go in honor of our guy down at the Wienorama. Top tier this week, Cheeseburger Club.
Cheeseburger Club.
Great.
That's it. Beautiful. Right off the rip. The second one will be just a bit outside.
Okay.
The third tier will be Frisky. Nice. Teams that are Frisky.
Should know that one by now.
Now, the fourth tier, which became pretty popular last week, not Frisky enough.
I'm afraid you get a stormy cloud.
And then in honor of our guy, John Heyman, the next tier down, the fifth tier, will be I Can't Even Believe It.
Okay, he was getting upset.
Yeah, and that's also, you know, if you're a team that's falling apart, you're like, you can't even believe it. You can't even believe how the team has gotten to this point. And then the bottom tier, in place of the mayo grown for this week, will be disaster.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
Wow.
The whole thing.
So between the Wienorama Kiefer Madness and John Heyman's meltdown on WFAN, we got a gold mine of drops in the last week.
Correct.
Okay, so there you go. Those are your tiers.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
On a tier Tuesday. Here on Jones and Keefe, I'm assuming we're starting in the AFC East, Billy?
You got it. Buffalo Bills, 10-3.
Cheeseburger
Club.
Yeah, they have to be. I know they just lost, but what a game. What a comeback. Like, they almost came. Like, I don't have, like, less faith in them necessarily.
They're on notice. I know they're playing at Detroit. If you lose at Detroit, maybe we'll rethink it.
Yeah, okay.
But, and you know, McDermott didn't have a good game in the final moments of that game. They only had 9 men on the field at one point. He's trying to run it in when he only has 3 timeouts.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen's getting stuffed. The defense kind of fell apart against the Rams, who, you know, didn't beat the Patriots by a ton.
No.
So they're on notice, but I'd leave them there as well.
All right.
Miami Dolphins, 6-7.
Are they Frisky now?
Yeah.
Or are they not Frisky? I think 6-7, you're Frisky.
I mean, look, they almost lost to the Jets. They went to overtime.
It's all right. A win's a win is a win.
But I think we can upgrade them to from not Frisky enough to Frisky.
I think they are Frisky because they are going to be, over the next couple of weeks, when you see one of my favorite graphics every year, who's in the playoffs and then who is, quote unquote, in the hunt. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they are currently in the hunt.
Okay.
All right.
Right, New England Patriots, 3-10.
So,
it's been a disaster.
Definitely.
Has been a disaster.
That is where
they didn't play last week, but they, it's not going great.
The whole thing, like literally everything.
The whole thing
free agency. Everything not related to Drake May, and I know he was a draft pick, but like the draft. Free
KJ
agency.
Osborne.
Nothing at the trade deadline.
You're done, son.
Press conferences during the week. Players getting arrested off the field.
Not good.
The whole stinking thing.
Disaster.
Has been a disaster. So that's exactly where they belong.
New York Jets also 3-10.
Also,
the whole thing has been a disaster.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. They are brothers in this.
Let me ask you, if they won that game against the Dolphins, would we have changed it or would they still be the whole thing's been a disaster?
I think the whole thing has been a disaster, but if you beat a Frisky team, then maybe they'd be one tier above for the week, but like arrow pointing back down.
Yeah. They lost. They've lost 4 in a row. They're 3-10. They're a disaster.
Yeah.
AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, 8-5.
What do you've liked the Ravens a lot more than I
guess,
have.
I guess just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, I guess.
They got to be.
They're not Frisky.
No. That's too. They're more than Frisky.
They're definitely a playoff team. I don't trust them at all come the playoffs.
No.
Playoffs?
No way.
I don't trust them one bit.
No.
So
trust them about as far as I can throw them.
That's probably the right spot to have them. They've had a lot of close losses, but that's where I'd put them.
5-8 Cincinnati Bengals.
All right. They did win last night on the Simpsons cast. Mm-hmm. It was hard to tell, but Ralph Wiggum scored a touchdown, so I knew that put him up.
Lisa got in there.
Lisa scored. Homer was playing both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
So I think last week they were not Frisky enough. Now, I don't know if a win over the Cowboys bumps you up to Frisky.
No.
Because that
they remain not Frisky enough.
Yeah, because they're 5-8.
I'm afraid you get a stormy cloud.
Keith,
they lost to the Patriots.
They should have lost last night.
Patriots almost lost to the Cowboys.
They got their punt blocked. They should have lost, but the idiot Dallas Cowboy went and touched the football.
Yeah, they're not coached well.
They're not. But like
they need Belichick.
There's this movement. I want to blame Burrow for some of these losses. Like they would have lost last night.
Joe Burrow? Joe Cool?
Yeah. He lost to the Patriots. Oh, whoa.
oh, they lost all these games. What were they supposed to do?
Yeah.
He lost to the Patriots.
All right.
The Patriots way back when, and his defense played pretty well in that game. They only gave up 16 points. So,
do you know where they rank offensively?
A little bit about it is Joe Burrow.
Do you know where they rank offensively?
I'm guessing towards the top of the league.
Okay. Do you want to take a guess at what number?
Two.
Six. They're the sixth best offense.
Right.
And the 29th worst best defense.
Okay. So you have to
put more of it on the defense.
So you have to win some shit. Okay, I put more of it on the defense. I don't put zero of it on
Burrow. Want a shootout last night, Jones, on prime time. Put that one down for Joe Cool.
We're not giving his defense any credit. They held the Cowboys to 20 points. They
held Cooper Rush to 20 points.
Yeah.
That's a scoring tsunami.
Yeah.
Joey Franchise is what they call him.
You have a defense. You get in these shootouts, you got to win some of them. That's what I would say about Burrow. They're not frisky enough.
Did you see his outfit on the way into the game?
I did. I saw Giardi actually tweet.
Did he like it?
He goes, is that a onesie? I go, yes, it's a what do you mean? Is it a onesie?
He was wearing a onesie?
Yeah.
I couldn't really tell where it started and stopped.
It's absolutely a onesie.
So you got to get naked to go bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Put the uniform on, you got to slip the whole thing off.
No, like, guys, I'll be right back.
Both ankles.
20 minutes. I just had to take a pee. It's not worth it.
Not frisky enough.
No, that's true.
Cleveland Browns, 3-10.
The whole thing's been
the whole thing has been.
I think it has
because the plan was Deshaun Watson. They played him until they couldn't and he was hurt. They've gone to Jameis, who gave you like some
Winston?
Fun quotes,
yeah,
but he loses. It's Jameis. More like Jameis Lewiston.
Okay, but it's at least fun. Winston's fun.
Yeah.
I guess Mayo's fun.
They might,
I'm sorry, Mayo.
It's
Mayo's
so
fun,
Stefanski might get fired. I feel like it's a disaster. They're 3-10.
Right,
they have the same record as the other two crap teams.
I kind of enjoy the Jameis experience, but you're right. It's been a disaster.
Yeah.
10-3 Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, the Steeler fan that listens to us is going to be mad because I still can't put them in Cheeseburger Club. I can't do it.
Zero chance.
All right, but they are just a bit outside.
They're just
a bit outside.
Yeah.
10 wins. I tip my cap to you, Mike Tomlin. He finds ways to win.
He won last week without George Pickens.
Yeah.
Okay, but again, what's their best win this year? Is it Baltimore, who we also have just a bit outside?
Yeah, probably.
So I don't think that's unfair. We have Baltimore and them on the same tier.
Yeah.
They beat Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And they have another game against, maybe if you sweep, I can't bump that team up. I'm not going to believe in that team until they hoist the Lombardi.
Yeah, they're not on the Bills tier.
Not.
Okay.
They're not even on the Chiefs tier.
Which is the same tier.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right, to the AFC South, the Houston Texans at 8-5.
This is your team, Jones. I don't think they're very good.
Okay,
but where
do you put them?
Let's see. I think they're not frisky enough.
Okay.
Because I know their record is significantly
better. So they're the
better.
Same as the Bengals?
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Because they're in a dump division, which they'll get in that way. This is their last five games.
Uh-huh.
Five-game snapshot.
Yep.
2-3. Their wins, Jacksonville and Dallas. Their losses, Tennessee, Detroit, and the Jets.
Uh-huh.
That's gross.
It's not good.
They started 6-2.
Again, I'll remind you, the Bengals lost to the Patriots. So
but they're not frisky enough.
Yeah.
They're not frisky
enough.
This
seems better than that.
They lost to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay.
This team should be frisky.
All right, so what do you think they're frisky?
Jets. Billy, break the tie.
Frisky, you're not frisky,
frisky
enough.
You're not frisky enough.
Not frisky enough.
Thank you.
I'm afraid you get a stormy clap.
Boo.
Thank you, Butters.
We have a playoff team, not frisky enough.
Okay. They're not frisky enough.
Okay.
If we wanted to just base it on records, we would base it on records. This is the Jones and Keefe tiers.
I know, but there's
if
no
it was the sub-500 Panthers back in the day, would you put them in frisky?
They were frisky that one
playoff
week.
Team.
They were frisky that week.
No, but this
Andy
team, this team isn't sub-500. It's not. It's a false equivalency.
They're not frisky enough. They're going to get their doors blown off.
They're three
off
games
in the
over 500. What are you talking about?
If they played Pittsburgh or Baltimore in the playoffs, who would you take?
I might take them against Pittsburgh. I would take Baltimore in that scenario. All they lost to Baltimore last year in the playoffs.
All right.
Indianapolis Colts 6-7.
Oof, 6-7 is weird for them.
That's not frisky enough.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I'm afraid you get a stormy cloud.
That's
yeah,
not
I'm
frisky
there. They're in the hunt though.
Yeah, they played.
They're in the hunt, but like you don't even know how or why. Like they beat the Patriots. I give them credit for going for two when they did. Like that was nice, but yeah, they're not great.
3-10 Jags.
I mean, that's the whole thing's a disaster.
I'm surprised they got the three wins.
I know they won.
Yeah. But the team they beat will also, I think, be in this tier.
Yeah, let's get to them.
3-10 Tennessee.
Yeah.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
So right now, Pats, Jets, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, which.
It's a loaded tier.
It's a dogfight. We have a couple more that are definitely going to be in this tier.
This is what I was saying about the Jets. Like, do we need to maybe move them up a half tier? No.
I think they're going to be right there. When you're talking about the top eight picks in the NFL draft, this final month is going to be a big swing. A
lot of bad
teams.
It's
still very much to be determined who gets the number one pick. Now, it doesn't seem like it's a draft that you're going to lose a ton of sleep over it. We're like, oh, you don't get the number one pick this year? Like, all right. keep your head up. Like, yeah. You might get a better player at 8 this
you
year
might.
Than you might at 1.
You really might.
Yeah. Next.
AFC West, Denver Broncos, 8-5.
They're frisky.
I was going to say.
Or they've just been outside.
I'm going to leave them at frisky, but okay.
They didn't play this week. So
I would listen to just a bit outside, yeah. But let's leave them at frisky.
Frisky, yep.
Kansas City Chiefs, 12-1.
All the way at the top.
They win ugly.
They got to be a cheeseburger club.
Oh, they are. And
they're lucky, and they win ugly, but they are also good. I mean, they've only lost one game this year, so that's where they belong.
2-11, Las Vegas Raiders.
Ooh, they are. The whole thing's been a disaster.
Them and the Giants are like bigger disasters than these other teams.
Yeah, another tier?
Yeah, I just
no. They're right there. They've all been disasters in their own way. Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson has been disasters. Gerard Mayo's been a disaster.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like they're all in their own way.
Jets are a disaster, especially compared to preseason expectations. Yes. Yeah, fair. Okay, yeah, Raiders 2-11 might be the worst team in football. Yeah.
Yep. 8-5, Los Angeles Chargers.
Are they just a bit outside now?
Well,
no, they just lost, but it's close, super close. The Chiefs.
I mean, they could have won that game for sure.
For the division, Keith.
So that's right. Tarico almost lost his mind over that.
So. How do we rectify the Broncos being frisky, but the Chargers being just a bit outside? The Broncos lost to them head-to-head? That's probably a way to do it, right?
Yeah, if that's true, that would make sense. Did they?
I thought they did.
Or they played each other
yet? I thought the Broncos lost to the Chargers.
They have one game upcoming.
They did. The Chargers beat them 23-16.
So there you go.
All right.
Okay, to the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys at 5-8.
I think they're also...
They can't even believe it!
I can't believe it? Or are they a disaster?
They can't be disaster.
Yeah, I mean, Dak Prescott, team in that tier
they've gone
it.
Way below their expectations, but they are a cut above these other disasters. They're not comparable to the Raiders.
Yeah, but I think both of these tiers are like, with the exception of Mayo or like Callahan because he's in his first year, are probably likely to fire their coaches if they haven't already.
Yeah. I would say I can't even believe it.
Okay.
They're not as bad as those other teams.
All right. New York Giants, 2-11.
Like this team's so much worse.
This is
a disaster. When you have fans flying over your stadium with signs saying,
yeah, that's an all-timer.
Sell the team, fire the coach. I forget what the specifics were. But that level of criticism.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah, that means the whole thing's a disaster.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
11-2, Philadelphia Eagles.
Nasty.
Cheeseburger Club.
Cheeseburger Club and then some.
I will say I think they got caught looking ahead. Now, they won. The Bills got caught looking ahead to their game against the Lions. The Eagles got caught looking ahead to their game against the Steelers. Ugly win, but they won.
The locker room randomly turned into a disaster after that.
They've
game
won
too.
Nine in a row.
Yeah, what's up with that? Okay, Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown don't like each other.
Brandon Graham
was starting stuff.
Brandon Graham was on WIP. Imagine this: players come on and actually tell you something.
Yeah.
We found
out what kind of dog Gonzo has.
He likes mild wings.
He didn't figure out a celebrity crush though.
No, he did not.
No, he wouldn't tell us that. Kept that.
No.
Close to the vest.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So Brandon Graham goes on WIP and he's like, yeah, Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown used to be friends.
He's like, Jalen's trying to make it work or whatever, but like AJ Brown's like pissed or something. Like, yeah, the whole thing. I was like, these are great.
So he's walked that back, but no, there's clearly something going on. They've won nine in a row. How can you take them off that top tier?
You can't.
Yeah. Cheeseburger Club.
They are Cheeseburger Club.
Mm.
8-5, Washington Commanders.
Frisky. Oof. Yeah. They're close to not frisky enough for me.
Oh, wow.
I've really kind of soured on them overall. I think it was a hot start.
I think they have to be frisky because they win so many late games.
But they lost three straight games, including a game to Dallas.
They lost, and that was a late loss for them. Yeah. I mean, Daniels was unbelievable at the end of that game, but they did lose it.
All right, let's go this way. Their last...
I vote frisky.
All right, their last 8 games. So they were 4-1, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just take this real quick. So then they lose to Baltimore. All right, you lose to Baltimore. They beat Carolina. Like, good for you. You beat Carolina. They beat Chicago on a Hail Mary.
Yep.
They beat the Giants by 5. Then they lose 3 straight games.
Yep.
And then they beat Tennessee. So, like, nothing has been...
But, like, destroyed Tennessee.
Yeah, they beat destroyed Tennessee. Yeah. So, I guess you have that. But they've been kind of teetering for me. I'll leave them in frisky.
Frisky enough? Okay,
no, I'll leave them in frisky for now. But
I was about to have Billy break the tie. Frisky.
But 2 weeks ago, I would have been like, they're a lock for the playoffs. I don't think they're a lock for the playoffs.
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
That's why they're frisky.
All right.
NFC North, Chicago Bears, 4-9.
Probably I can't even believe
it.
Yes.
Probably I can't even believe it.
But they're close to the whole thing.
Arrow down. Arrow down.
They have now lost 7 in a row, I believe.
Yeah.
Keith, you called this weeks ago. Weeks ago.
Oh, their schedule's insane.
Look at their schedule. Yeah. They might not win another game. Right. They have not won another game. They lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Let's put them in. I can't even believe it, but
they're
arrow down.
They're also the only team that hasn't won a road game this year. They're 0 for the road.
Detroit Lions, 12-1.
Wagon.
Yeah, Cheeseburger Club.
Wagon.
Cheeseburger Club.
They might be the Cheeseburger Club with the fries and the drink.
Yeah. Like
they
are
nasty.
Yeah, Cheeseburger Club and a number three.
Yeah. Oh, and the number three. Hell yeah.
Pick it now. Bills or Lions this week? I think the Lions are a 1.5 favorite at home.
Lions.
I'm surprised at that. I would have the Lions winning that game by more than a field goal.
I will go for sure.
Okay. Who
three
else?
All the way. 9-4 Green Bay Packers.
I think they have to be just a bit outside.
Yep.
Just a bit outside.
I mean, yeah, they might be the best of the just a bit outside, but they don't feel like they deserve to be on that top
group. No, I mean, they almost beat Detroit at Detroit. So they deserve, I know they lost, but they deserve some credit for that, just a bit outside.
Yeah.
11-2 Minnesota Vikings.
Same.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
I love Kevin O'Connell. I think Kevin O'Connell should be coach of the year.
They've won 6 in a row. They're 11-2. Do we need to bump them up to Cheeseburger Club?
Ooh. Sam Darnold just threw 5 touchdowns.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Because they still have, do they have 2 against Detroit?
They might.
I believe they still have 2 games remaining against Detroit.
How does that happen?
I thought.
No.
They already played them?
They lost by 2 points to Detroit week 7. They have Chicago, Seattle, Green Bay, and Detroit.
And they play Detroit the final week of the year. So let's.
They're probably going to win 13 games.
Yeah. It's still, like, I advocated for the Vikings paying Sam Darnold the other day, but it's still Sam Darnold. Like, I still don't believe in him. I would pay him because I don't want to start over with a rookie I didn't even like in J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. But, yeah, I still don't believe in him.
All right.
Okay. To the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons at 6-7.
This is your squad.
Yeah, they are.
They can't even believe it.
Okay, so are they mad or are they not frisky enough? I can't believe it.
I can't believe
it. They need to go to Penix.
They've lost 4 in a row.
They need to bench Cousins. I can't even believe it.
Yeah,
I can't
let's do it. Let's do it.
Can't even believe it.
Carolina Panthers at 3-10.
Are they also can't believe it?
They can't even believe it.
They are
for the opposite reason. They can't believe that they're closing games.
Now they
they're a favorite now.
Yeah, they've lost 3 in a row, but they are favored against the Cowboys. They, even though they keep losing, maybe this is unfair.
Yeah,
they feel like they're arrow up compared to some of the other disaster teams. So yeah, can't even believe it.
All right.
Good for them.
5-8 New Orleans Saints.
They can't even believe it.
Yeah, you gotta probably put them there.
That's all
or
of a sudden,
not frisky enough.
Well,
with Rizzy,
I know they just won. It was so gross how they won.
No, and there was the Giants. Let's
started that game like 0-8. Yeah, still barely beat it out.
And Carr's hurt.
Let's go. I can't even believe it.
Yeah,
and Kamara screwed me on a parlay. So
that's why I didn't like his performance on Sunday either.
Yeah,
Tampa Bay Buccaneers 7-6.
I think they're frisky.
Okay,
or do you think they're not frisky enough? I think they're going to win the division.
I think they might be just a bit outside.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
I don't want to overlook the whole middle of the season, but I'm kind of willing to do that with
them.
Hell yeah. They've won 3 in a row.
Baker Mayfield stud.
They had a terrible stretch when they had no one at receiver. Yep. Since they've gotten one of them back, they lost Godwin for the year. They got Evans back. They look like the same team they were early.
I think Bucky Irving got hurt.
Yeah, Bucky Irving did get hurt. I'd put him just a bit outside. Right, you want frisky?
Well, no, I thought I was going to have to talk you into frisky. No, I'll take just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. Let's do it.
I'd like them all year.
I would not want to play them in the playoffs.
All right, good.
Yeah.
NFC West, Arizona Cardinals, 6-7.
They're not frisky enough.
Thank you.
They were the face of frisky for a while.
I'm afraid you get a stormy cloud.
They better beat the Patriots on Sunday or their season's over.
They've lost 3 in a row. Yeah. Not frisky enough.
Yeah.
7-6 LA Rams.
That's a frisky bunch. Or do you like them more than that?
No, they can't be just a bit
not
outside.
Yet.
So I'll go frisky. But
they beat the Bills.
That is another team I would not. They might not even make the playoffs, but I would not want to face that team either.
Okay.
6-7 49ers.
They can't even believe it.
I can't even believe it.
So I was going to say not frisky enough. I can't even believe it. That's a better place. That's a better place.
They're a mess.
Yeah.
Debo's on Twitter complaining.
Yeah, so many angry wide receivers.
Every year.
Not that you could never see that coming. Uh-huh. So many angry wide receivers.
And finally, the Seattle Seahawks at 8-5.
Probably frisky.
That's what I
8-5. Like, they started out hot, had a little dip. Now they're like they've leveled off. They're good.
Should we put them just a bit outside? I don't.
You like
so.
Them that much?
No, I don't. No, I don't. But I can hear people asking that. Like, why would we put Tampa there?
No, I think the biggest argument looking at the tiers now. So real quick, Cheeseburger Club is Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions.
Yep.
Just
Cheeseburger
a bit. Club.
By the way, that's been the top tier for I feel like a month now.
So if that's not the conference championship games, which one of those four teams didn't make it?
Because
right now it looks like it'll be Bills, Chiefs in the AFC and Eagles, Lions in the NFC. So which team do you have the least confidence getting there?
Bills?
Maybe Bills?
I think the Bills.
Okay.
I don't really see Minnesota picking off either of those. Yeah, I would say the Bills.
I would say Philly, only because
the Hurts and A.J. Brown stuff?
Well, there's that. Sirianni, I still don't really know. But I also think Minnesota, Green Bay, Tampa are like are tougher.
Yeah, that's true.
So just a bit outside, we have Ravens, Steelers, Chargers, Packers, Vikings, Bucks. I would argue the most controversial pick would be maybe not having the 11-2 Vikings up one notch higher.
And we have Tampa pretty high, but I like them.
Yep.
And I'm willing to excuse their bad month.
Frisky is the Dolphins, Broncos, Commanders, Rams, Seahawks.
Uh-huh. We have the Texans below them.
Yep, not frisky enough.
Yeah.
Bengals, Texans, Colts, Cardinals.
Yeah, I object to that.
I like it a lot. I can't even believe it. Cowboys, Bears, Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Niners. And once again, the biggest tier, the bottom tier, the whole thing has been a disaster. Patriots, Jets, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Giants.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
Yeah.
That's your top seven picks in the draft, probably. Throw the Panthers in there, too, for eight.
With that many bad teams, John Heyman, stand by. What do you what do you think of the NFL season this year?
The whole thing has been a disaster.
I mean, kind of. When there's that many bad teams, kind of.
We're just obsessed with it, but it is not great football.
Detroit's fun.
Yeah.
Bills were fun till last week. Even that was a fun game. The Chiefs win ugly every single. It's kind of a disaster.
Is it because we see the disaster every week?
Well, like if
we're
living
watching the Bills every week. We'd be like, oh, this is
football's awesome.
Yeah, if you're a Lions fan, this year does not feel like a disaster.
Really that great when the Patriots are dominating.
It's a good point. We have Tommy Curran for a Tommy Tuesday at high noon here on a Tier Tuesday. We'll get the tiers out shortly at Keefe21 at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. And when we come back, let's give some quick thoughts on the Boston Celtics. We wanted to get to this yesterday. I got lost in the shuffle. Have the Celtics been solved? Has their offense been solved and a weakness exposed? That's next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
That was Joe Mazzulla following the Celtics' loss to the Grizzlies over the weekend, where they let Jrue Holiday shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot.
And it worked
more
for him. And I love Mazzulla being like, yeah, I'm really glad they did that.
That's great. Awesome.
We're going to learn from that. We're going to be better.
I think he's a little worried, if we're being honest. But we'll get to that in a moment. Our tiers are up at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can check those out if you missed them. While we were doing the tiers, we had a couple of updates.
Updates to the updates.
Number one, Tommy Curran is going to be 12:30 as opposed to high noon.
All right.
So stay tuned for that.
Noon 30.
And that'll give us time to dive into the latest tweet from Ollie Conley, who we referenced earlier in the show. Ollie Conley. Let me get a bio on this guy.
Newsletter at Read Optional.
Newsletterer at Read Optional.
Writer at Guardian US.
Uh-huh. Previously, NFL college football scout and recruiting analyst. Okay.
Okay.
Plugged in the college football world. We referenced his tweet earlier today because somebody asked, where'd that report even come from that Steve Belichick is the coach and waiting? This guy.
This guy right here.
Okay.
He's your guy.
He quote tweeted that tweet from the other week and said, update, Belichick has agreed to become the next UNC head coach.
Hello.
Belichick has agreed to want to be the next head coach his head.
He would take it.
Belichick handed the school a 400-page organizational Bible.
It's too much. He's read all that?
With structure, maybe this is the hangup.
Yeah.
With structure, payment plans, staffing choices, etc., decisions on whether to commit with UNC. He's expected to know their decision within 24 hours. So Bill wants it. It's up to UNC about whether or not they want him.
Which is exactly what I said earlier.
Yeah, but
read the next thing.
Belichick's Bible would require historic levels of investment from the school. It includes salary minimums, position by position, and a willingness to hire two staffs. A coaching staff run by Bill, a recruitment staff run by a sitting college GM who would require a buyout.
Yeah.
Okay? What?
No, I just think it's not as simple as do they want Bill to be their coach. It's do they want
all the crap that comes along with Bill and all these demands and 400-page
manifestos.
He's
holding
them.
He's going to hold them hostage because he's going to say if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. So I'm not negotiating with you. I want the job.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I want. I want all my buddies to coach. I want them all to get paid X. I want to get paid X. I want to be able to pay the players X.
Like, who's going to be the sitting GM? Like, who's that going to be? Another
not
Bill
Patricia?
Another Bill Crony. Exactly. Exactly.
Because don't you think, if you play it out, Steve Belichick
Lombardi.
Somebody, honestly.
Yeah.
But, like, Steve Belichick would be the D coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Matt Patricia, you can't have him run the offense. But you have him run, like, the GM thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You have him do that.
He was signing.
And get paid a ton of money
to
do that.
He was signing contracts here in New England. His name was on contracts here in New England.
And then McDaniels, if he wants to, and Joe Judge, and all these guys. Maybe
you
the coaching waiting part. Yeah.
You imagine Patricia lumbering his way into a house recruiting and, like, eating all the potato chips? Like, that's like that.
Wearing his Super Bowl rings.
That's going to go
showing
well.
The Malcolm Butler play.
Yeah.
Remember this one here?
That was me, guys.
I dialed that up.
Yeah, that was a good play by me.
Maybe Ernie Adams.
Don't worry about my time in Detroit and what they've done since I left. Yeah, maybe Ernie Adams. Good call.
So I think it's that. I think it's all these things that North Carolina is like, oh, my God.
Two more. I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL where I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Every kid's house. He's in Texas talking about that. They're
now,
like, okay.
Now people want to sign with UNC. Yep. Two more tweets from Ollie Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick has a college and pro version of his updated manual. So this is like a manual he's handing out to like the Falcons.
He's
I would
been
assume,
busy. Give him
other
credit.
Jobs.
Usually, you know, sometimes people get fired. They feel bad for themselves. Yeah. And they just sit.
What's he done? He's written a 400-page crazy person manifesto over the last year. That's what he's done.
Pretty great.
A college and pro version of his updated manual and has shared it with other schools and NFL teams. But he drafted a new one specific to UNC and touched on every aspect of the program and school. He'll need the sign-off from the AD, the chancellor, the trusters, and, trustees, and boosters. There has already been pushback from the group of 13 trustees. What's the pushback?
Well, didn't you say
financial?
That, yeah. I think North Carolina, they're a basketball school, first of all, and I don't think they view their football team the way Texas or Michigan or Penn State or whatever, Clemson, I don't think they view it the same way. And my guess is Bill wants to compete with those teams, and Bill says, we're going to pay what those teams are paying.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Yeah. We don't do that.
Well, and it's a good point. Maybe, and I should know this, who is the basketball coach there now? Is it Hubert Davis?
It was Hubert Davis.
It hasn't been Roy Williams for a while. So like Davis is like, wait, you're committing what to what? Maybe there is. That's a good point. Maybe there are like weird politics going on with hoops and football.
That'd be my guess.
Or maybe it's, I don't know, he's dating a 24-year-old. Maybe that. Maybe,
you think they care about that?
Maybe I don't know. How does that play in the South, Keith? I don't know.
They might love it.
And on top of that, you also have.
Yeah, it's still Hubert Davis.
Thank you. And on top of that, you also have, again, the Steve Wilkes thing where all the ex-players want Steve Wilkes there.
So maybe that's what we're talking about, some of the pushback
so the
there.
13, like,
there's a big panel, apparently. It's not just the AD that makes a decision like
the
this.
The group of 13 trustees, and again, that's just one part of it, as you said, AD, chancellor, trustees, boosters, with input from wider faculty. The investment would overhaul the school's approach to
football. Yeah, you get the physics professor in on this.
Belichick is unsure if the school will meet the demands.
Does the astronomy teacher want him?
Hang on. Belichick is unsure if the school will meet the demands. That seems important.
Yep.
And is unwilling to negotiate. Classic Bill.
But that also is why I think we're in this little bit of a stalemate, because they have a major decision. It's not just, hey, we get like a big signing or and like, oh, it's Bill Belichick with North Carolina. It's we got to pay him twice as much as we paid Mac Brown. We got to pay the assistants all more than what we were paying the assistants. We might have to give Steve the job afterwards, and we have to take whatever our budget was for like NIL and probably double or triple that.
So is Bill really serious about the job? He claims he wants it, or is this just all a ploy where, you know, he's in some ways doing the same thing the Red Sox are doing? The Red Sox underpay. He's demanding way too much, knowing he won't get the gig and they won't agree to it. And that gets his name out there. Maybe that's going on. It seems like he wants a job. He's agreeing
seems
to take
like he
it.
He wants this job, yeah.
And we heard his pitch the other day on McAfee. So you can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. I'll have to wait, I guess, to get to the Celtics. Yeah, they keep getting punted with all the
poor
news
Steve.
Going on. I like the strategy from the Grizzlies. I'd keep doing it. And, yeah, I think a potential weakness, Drew Holiday, was exposed. And he might be showing his age a little bit. That's a long story short. We can dive into that later on in the program. Tommy Curran is going to be at 12:30. Let's keep going with Bill to UNC. Is it real? Does he want it? Why isn't the NFL calling? What's the holdup with the University of North Carolina? We may have our answer on that last one based on these updates. We'll get to all of it next.